A grand jury has indicted the head of a Chicago-based Islamic charity, accusing him of funneling donations to armed groups overseas. Imam or not, heads Benevolence International Foundation. The charges against him include racketeering, money laundering, wire fraud, and conspiracy to provide support to terrorists. Attorney General John Ashcroft also stressed that Arnott once had close ties to Osama bin Laden. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Attorney General Ashcroft described a decade-long scam in which innocent donors' money fueled conflicts in Chechnya, Bosnia, and Afghanistan. The indictment says Arnott made up recipients, in one case inventing orphans, when in fact money was going to injured fighters.
In order to deceive donors and to guarantee the success of his operation, Arnott is charged with concealing at all times from the government, the general public, and a considerable number of donors his relationships with Al-Qaeda, its leader Osama bin Laden, and other terrorist organizations.
In fact, a good deal of the indictment dwells on Arnott's ties to bin Laden. It describes photographs of them together, notes on the founding meetings of Al-Qaeda, and how Arnott supplied rockets and assorted rifles to Muslim fighters in Afghanistan. But all this dates to the 1980s and early 90s, when the U.S. also was funding a proxy war against the Soviets in Afghanistan. Matthew Pierce, the attorney for Benevolence International, says Arnott is simply a victim of changing U.S. foreign policy.
It was the so-called Mujahideen, or Afghan Arab Wars, and the Mujahideen with whom we sided, with whom Osama bin Laden sided, and with whom the government now charges Mr. Arnott of also siding, were a group of what were then considered freedom fighters who were described by then President Ronald Reagan as being the moral equivalent of the founding fathers of this country.
Asked about how recently Arnott maintained ties to bin Laden, Attorney General Ashcroft said only that the indictment gives no date of their last contact. Arnott was arrested in April, and this is the third time the government has brought charges against him. An original count of perjury was thrown out. A second is still pending. Arnott's lawyer, Joe Duffy, accused the Justice Department of twisting events out of context, as when the indictment notes the BIF supplied anti-mine boots to Chechens.
They talk about mine boots. Well, that country has had war for so long, it's littered with mines. When citizens walk down the roads, they can be affected by mines. Yes, the charity bought mine boots, so the Muslim individuals who are walking through those communities would not be blown up by landmines.
The indictment also says Arnott arranged a flight for Mamdou Salim, a man facing charges in the bombing of two U.S. embassies in Africa. Duffy says Arnott knew Salim only as the owner of an import-export company. As the investigation into Arnott gained steam earlier this year, the indictment accuses him of a cover-up. It claims he told his director in Pakistan to flee to Afghanistan with BIF's money and to stop using banks, telephones, or email. Ashcroft says justice officials will sort through BIF's donor list to separate innocent donors from those who purposely aim to fund violence. He stressed that the U.S. encourages charitable giving.
But to those who would exploit the generosity of others, break the law, to those who would provide financing to terrorists and other groups engaged in violence, my message is this. We will find the sources of terrorist blood money. We will shut down those sources, and we will ensure that both terrorists and their financiers meet the same swift, certain justice of the United States of America.
Benevolence International's funds remain frozen. If convicted of all counts, Imam Arnott will face up to 90 years in prison without parole. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.